This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Nepal steps up efforts for Bipin Joshi's release as Israel-Hamas ceasefire now confirmed to come into effect. Kathmandu Metropolitan City installing dry riser system in narrow alleys inaccessible by fire engines. And former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan sentenced to 14 years in prison over a corruption case in the latest of a series of charges laid against him. Now the news in detail. Nepal has intensified diplomatic efforts to secure the release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi, who was abducted by Hamas on the 7th of October 2023. The recent ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas, brokered by Qatar and Egypt, includes the phased release of hostages, raising hopes for Joshi's safe return. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Ranadewa has been actively engaged with key stakeholders, including Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar and Qatari Foreign Minister for State Sultan bin Saad bin Sultan Al Murayhi. Minister Dr. Rana has sought Qatar's support, emphasizing its crucial role in mediating the release of hostages. The ceasefire agreement, while aiming to end 15 months of conflict, has been met with cautious optimism. The agreement outlines a six-week truce, humanitarian assistance, and the gradual withdrawal of Israeli forces. U.S. President Joe Biden has emphasized the agreement's focus on reuniting hostages with their families. Meanwhile, a press release from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs states that the government of Nepal has urged for the release of all hostages, including Bipin Joshi. It says the government remains committed to utilizing all available diplomatic channels to ensure his safe and timely return. More than 200 children from Majhora village of Matihani Municipality, Ward No. 4 in Mahottari District, have not gone to school for the past 2 months due to cold. There are 75 families in the Musahar community in Majhora village. The children of the Musahar community have not gone to Sri Secondary School, Majhora, even a single day in December and January due to the chilling cold. The school is located around 300 meters away from their settlement. Musahar children have been facing a shortage of warm clothes and food, adding that the children have remained absent from the school with the onset of the winter season. The locals said they are compelled to force the children to stay home with the fear that the children might fall sick due to the lack of warm clothes. Ward Chairperson Abdul Ghaffar Rain said they could not force Musahar families to send their children to school as there was no condition to fulfill the basic needs of the children like clothing. Mentioning that Nepali Army distributed one blanket to each family of the settlement last week, he said it was not enough for them. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City has started installing dry riser systems in narrow alleys where fire engines cannot reach during a fire. The Department of Disaster Management of the Kathmandu Metropolitan City, KMC, has accelerated the process of installing the system. The dry riser system has already been installed in Ward 6, 7, 9, 13, 17, 18, 21, 25 and 27 of the Metropolitan City, and activities to install such technology are underway in other wards as per the need, according to the Superintendent of Police at KMC, Bishnu Prasad Joshi. He said that the dry riser system would help to douse fire and outlets are placed every 45 to 75 meters. The dry riser has inlets at both ends. The fire engines pump water through the inlet and they can access it from the outlets as needed. The water at a pressure of 8 bar can reach up to the 7th floor of a building. The Khadbari Kimanthanka road section in the Simbung of Port Kola Rural Municipality, Ward No. 3 of Songkhwa Sabha District, under the now North-South Kosi Highway, has come into operation. It had remained blocked by a dry landslide a day ago. Information officer of the North-South Road Office, Naresh Jiral, said Jirel said that the Khadbari Kimanthanka road at the Port Kola Ward No. 3 was opened after a day. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has been sentenced to 14 years in prison over a corruption case in the latest series of charges laid against him. It is the longest valid jail sentence the cricket star turned politician, who has been detained since August 2023, has received. He has faced charges in over 100 cases, ranging from leaking state secrets to selling state gifts, all of which he has described as politically motivated. The latest case has been described by Pakistani authorities as the largest in the country. Though the country has seen huge financial scandals in past, some of which involved former leaders. Khan and his wife Bushra Bibi were accused of receiving a parcel of land as a bribe from a real estate tycoon through the Al Qadi Trust, which the couple had set up while he was in office. In exchange, investigators said Khan used $232 million repatriated by the UK's National Crime Agency to pay the tycoon's court fines. Khan's Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf PTI party argued that the land was donated to the trust for a spiritual education center and was not used for Khan's personal gain. Israel's Justice Ministry has said 737 prisoners and detainees will be freed as part of the first phase of the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal approved on Saturday. It said in a statement on its website that the government approves the release of 737 prisoners and detainees currently in the custody of the prison service. Israel's cabinet voted to approve the ceasefire deal early Saturday, that is today, according to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office, ending days of uncertainty about whether the truce would go into effect this weekend. Those named by the ministry include men, women and children, who it said will not be released before Sunday at 4 p.m. local time. It had previously published a list of 95 Palestinian prisoners, the majority women, to be freed in the exchange of Israeli captives in Gaza. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, there is chance of light snowfall in Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has urged to take necessary precautions as Tarai and some places of Kathmandu Valley have been witnessing fog and mist due to the influence of the westerly wind. Daily life, agriculture, health, transport and flights might be affected due to thick fog. According to the division, the weather is now partly to generally cloudy in Sudhir Paschim province, while it is mainly fair in the rest of the places of the country. There is possibility of partly to generally cloudy weather in the mountainous regions of Karnali and Sudhir Paschim provinces in the afternoon. Similarly, the hilly areas would remain partly to generally cloudy, as well as there is a chance of light snowfall at one or two places in the mountainous regions across the country today and tomorrow. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Nepal steps up efforts for Bipin Joshi's release as Israel-Hamas ceasefire now confirmed to come into effect. Kathmandu Metropolitan City installing dry riser system in narrow alleys inaccessible by fire engines. And former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan sentenced to 14 years in prison over a corruption case in the latest of a series of charges laid against him. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.